Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Good evening, and I say welcome to your one and only session. Now, in 1969, the word BDSM came into existence. The acronym itself came out of the fact that there were three major sexual practices that people were involved with in those days. The B and D, D and S, S and M. Now, what exactly is BDSM? What has pain got to do with pleasure? Why in this part of the world do we believe that certain things are a noble area? Tonight, I'm going to talk in deeply about the word BDSM. Just as you are there, I am here tonight to learn more about the word BDSM. Why do I have to get spanked? Why do I have to tie myself up? Why do I need handcuffs? Is BDSM really for normal people or abnormal people? A whole lot has been going on in my head. Now, statistics say that 85% of people have in one time or the other tried out BDSM, unknowing to them. So if you are there telling me, no, I've not done it, don't worry. Whilst the show is going on, we'll explain to you what exactly it means. So on this night, I say, welcome to the sex show. My name is Soul Spice, the Sex Goddess. And I am here tonight to take you through the act of drilling, penetrating, screwing, touching, fingering, your brain, with all the information you need to know about BDSM. So, before I go on the break, please do follow me at Sex Talk with Soul Spice or at Sex Toys with Soul Spice. And also don't forget to follow at This Is Pop Central, the only TV that pops sex to your TV screen. Remember, on this show, all we do is help bring your fantasy to reality. Call your friends, family, your sister, your brother, let them know that Soul Spice the Sex Goddess is here. I'll be going on a break, and when I come back, we'll be diving deeper into tonight's topic known as BDSM. Please do stay tuned.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
And I still welcome back to your one and only sex show. Tonight is going to be a different night from every other episode you have seen on this show. Tonight I'm talking about the word BDSM. What exactly does this acronym mean? Anyway, with me, I don't know, you know, I always say, sometimes I always want to marry two, but it's not possible. Who knows? Maybe one day I'll get to change that, right? Maybe. But anyway, he's my brother because, hey, we look alike. Head-wise, hair-wise, color-wise, you name it. We are supposed to be twins, right? I say, welcome with me, the one and only. He's pretty. You know, most men are handsome, but this man, he's not handsome. He's not in that category. He's a different being, just like Soul Spice. He's pretty, he's tall, he's... I'm not finished. I'm already doing fine boy on my set. Anyway, welcome the one and only Peter Mike.
Yes, sir.
Of Lagos.
Hey. Okay.
The most prettiest man. Yeah. The pretty one.
Well, I mean, if you say so, I take all compliments.
Sex God.
Hey. I brought something. A lot of people don't know what this is, but we'll get there.
Okay, so now we're talking about BDSM. So, Pretty Mike, let's get down to business. You know, I don't like wasting time. If you want to kiss, if you want to romance, let's just get down to the main thing. Sex, when you're in the mood, you're in the mood. Yeah. Definitely. So what exactly is BDSM?
For me, it's a way to express yourself. I've always often told people, I think sex has a lot to do with the way you express yourself. Whether it is in the mood to make love, to be calm, to be angry. And when I say angry, sometimes people are like, oh no, I don't know. I'm like, yeah. Because sometimes when you do have sex, it's not just when you are in a loving mood. Sometimes it's when you're upset.
Make up sex. We love it. Yeah. Women.
When you're sad. And for that word, BDSM, some people decide to take sex to a different level. People have heard the word love is pain. I think sex too has a lot to do with pain. Because see, there's an aggression to it. So for some of you that say, oh, God forbid, I can't try BDSM, you'd be surprised how far you must have gone trying, you know. It's not until we do the 50 Shades of Grey that that it becomes like, you know, it's just like, in everything in life, there's stage by stage, there's level by level. Yeah. Even in the BDSM world, there are different levels, and there are codes too, to let you know how to continue, when to stop, when, you know, there are safety measures that are being taken. I mean, it's a crazy experience, it's a wild experience. I mean, I brought me one or two guests, and we're going to have fun tonight. So, I mean, for some of you that have some equipment in the house,
we'll teach you how to use it.
We'll teach you.
So why would anyone, who, because, you know, lovemaking is said to be sweet, you know, they tell us you have butterfly, you know, you see the stars. So why would I want to go into BDSM? It is said that only abnormal people do it. Do you agree?
We are all abnormal in our different ways. You know, I keep telling people, if you notice, when it's time for lovemaking or sex, you often yell out words of that might sound like it's hurting you, unknown to yourself.
Sure.
You know, you're looking for that spot. And sometimes when it hurts the most, that's when it feels even better.
You're enjoying it.
You're enjoying it. So it's, and that's why sometimes people start, they start with a little choke.
Mm.
You know, if you believe that the guy has never placed her hands on your neck before, for the first time you're thinking, is he about to kill me? And then you're in this,
especially when it's coming.
Exactly.
And you're done for.
Oh my goodness. And for a guy, sometimes you notice madame is scratching your back.
Mm.
You just don't know you've just started a BDSM move. Madame is scratching your back. Sometimes you enjoy it.
Yeah.
You're asking madame to bite your nipples.
Mm.
This is just the basic. This is just to let you know what? There are other levels to it. You know, people just think, oh no, we're just having sex. No, you've been doing BDSM.
Yeah.
Codedly. You just haven't started tying yourselves up or madame tying you up, or, you know, going into different levels or categories of it. You know, but for, I tell people, I mean, once there's a little pain involved, you'll take it to a different level.
Okay. So now you're saying everyone, majorly everyone, has one time or the other tried out BDSM.
Yes.
You know, I was reading about BDSM and I realized that, you know, for every man who holds down his woman whilst penetrating, without letting her go. For every woman who probably one time or the other you have, you know, scratched him, slapped him,
bite him.
You know, the things you would never do.
Yeah.
I read that women become men during sex. You become aggressive. A different being.
Yes.
Yeah. But the truth about it is this. When you say BDSM, people will cast out spirit in you. Because they believe that, you know, you can't be normal. There's one spiritual thing. That why would you want pain when sex is supposed to be pleasurable?
And that's why I keep telling people, I think we have the wrong concept. What is pleasure? Pleasure doesn't necessarily have to be something that is sweet. That's why even some of us, when we're eating food, it's not about the sweet food. Sometimes something bitter is even good. It tastes lovely. You know, it doesn't have to be until you eat sugar.
Yeah.
Until you say, oh, okay, that's a sweet food or a salt. You know, you might eat something that has an awkward taste, awkward smell. You know, so I think it applies in all aspects of life. So same thing with sex. You know, a lot of people, you might be hearing, if two people are having sex in a room, it might sound boring, but once one person starts shouting, be it the man or the lady, you know, people are excited. They're like, wow, what's going on now? You know, and that screaming might not just be fun. It might be pain.
Yeah.
Right? And the pain translates to fun. Because you know what? I think sex to most people isn't normal. You have to keep looking for different levels. And that's why sometimes some women cheat on their men or some men cheat on their women. Because you know what? That regular let me stay on top of how hitting bam, 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 bam. You know what? That pussy has gotten used to that dick. You need to do something different. You need to choke her a little bit. You need to punch her on the neck a little bit. She needs to slap you a little bit. Grab your balls. You know what I mean? So there's a level of, and trust me, you'll be surprised when she gets home. She's like, oh, I nearly died. My hair almost came off. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Trust me, it's not the, oh, we have fun, I came once or twice. No, there has to be. And I'll tell you, a lot of ladies too have realized they can't have an orgasm without some form of pain. Yeah. Man, you need to choke them.
Wow.
Yeah. You need to punch them by their side ribs. Come on, say punch them by their
you know, I learned that, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, he said you need to choke them, you need to punch them by their side ribs. Yeah. Because some women just won't get an orgasm without a little bit of pain.
Yeah.
On this, I'm going to be taking a break. And when I come back, I'm going to be telling you more about what I learned about Kama Sutra and the places to hit in a woman's body.
Yes.
I'll be right back.
Right back.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
And so welcome back to your one and only section. Yeah. Tonight, we are still talking about BDSM. See, this kind of guest I have this, I don't understand it. Like, I really don't understand it. Yeah. Okay, so before we went on break, we were talking about pain and pleasure. And I said, one thing I learned from Kama Sutra is this, that Kama Sutra actually has five places that you're expected to hit on a woman's body. I bet you didn't know that, yeah? Now, let's not go that way, yeah? Let's come back to BDSM, okay? So my other guest is here. Her name is Lola, and she's a public servant. Lola, welcome to the show. So Lola is already doing her job, yeah? So what she does is this. She's always tying people up and down, the whole Lagos. Yes or no, Lola?
Kind of.
Not if she wanted. I don't understand.
All over Lagos. I think government officials, they need her. Probably when they catch a thief and they'll tell her to, you know, tie them down. So she'll
government officials, I'm thinking...
Anyway, Lola, let's come to you. What exactly does BDSM mean?
Well, BDSM is more like a lifestyle that some people choose to live.
Okay.
Because it goes beyond sexual. A lot of people actually think it's just sexual. It goes beyond sexual. It could be just, you know, day-to-day living. Some people are naturally domineering. And some people are naturally submissive.
So what does that mean, domineering, submissive? How do I know who I am or where I belong?
Just pull this thing.
So when you say not tonight and I pull it, what does that mean? That you don't want it, so I scared to stop?
No, it means I want it, but you have to keep pulling.
But they say no means no.
Maybe this kind of no.
So what we are saying now is in BDSM,
yeah,
there are rules. Yeah. So if I say no doesn't really mean I mean no.
No.
No, not really.
No.
Okay. So let's go to codes. I heard there's something called coding.
Save words.
Save words.
Yes.
So what does that mean?
I mean, first of all, once we've agreed, right, that we're going this route.
Okay, so we have to agree.
Yeah, we have to agree. You have to agree with your partner that we're going this route.
Yeah, okay.
It's constant. That's why once we've agreed and we've gone to that level, there is no. Because the no is part of the fun. Like, okay. Yes, the stop is part of the fun. But in order for you to now stop me because the pain is either getting too much, we'll agree on a safety word, like, you know, maybe, oh, if I match your left leg, or if I tap you on the right shoulder, or if I hit on the floor 3 times, that's the word to let you know what?
Stop it.
Okay. You cross the boundary. Oh. Stop. You know, but not your converse, your regular word, no, or stop. That's not going to work. There has to be some kind of code that we will have agreed on. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that will say, let's take a break.
Yes.
No.
Okay. Oh, go ahead.
Or stop.
Don't stop.
But don't stop.
Don't stop.
Kill
yes.
me. Mm. Murder.
So now, are we saying that this pain has to be severe?
The thing is, it's not really about pain.
Okay.
People at BDSM, and the first thing that comes to their mind is the pain. It's actually not about pain.
Because when I hear BDSM, the first thing that comes to mind is pain.
Yes.
Oh, this person likes me to use cane.
Yeah.
You know, all you see most times in porn or in videos is real pain. There was a video that went viral one time where a woman was spanking a man's bum till the bum was very red, and the man just kept on, you know, he was in pain, but he was still there till she counted to the very end. And that's just the part of
the part, yeah, exactly.
That's just a part.
So are you saying that's okay for me and my husband to do, for him to spank me till my bum turns red?
If it's okay with you, why not? If that is what turns you on. Some people, they're naturally turned on by pain.
Yes. I think I want to add, some people has a higher pain tolerance level.
Yes.
You know, something I can remember when we were in school, yeah? Teacher wants to flog you, you lie down, they flog you 12, they don't move.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Some people, the cane has not come.
Yeah.
And
true.
So, it's the same thing at some point with the sex and the pain. They can take that hitting on the spanking on the ass till the whole ass is red and bleeding, and they just getting started.
Mm.
You know? And you know what? It's almost the same thing with just regular sex. With some girls, we spank them on the ass, just regular from the back, it's heated. Pow! It's like boom.
Yeah.
You know, as a spanking. Pow! You know what I'm saying? Pow! What's gonna happen?
Yeah, and you're like,
That's not her thing.
Yeah.
She can't take it. So that's the same thing with BDSM. It takes its level. Trust me, I tell people, BDSM at a certain level is not for everybody.
Definitely.
You know, everybody has their high.
Yes.
You know, for people that drink and get high, you might take a bottle of Smirnoff Ice or Origin and you're knocked out.
Mm.
Meanwhile, some people will drink 2 bottles of Hennessy
and nothing is happening.
And having them buzzed. And I look at them like, really? What's going on here? So, like I say, it's different for everybody. Different strokes for different folks. Trust me.
Okay.
So, and I'm enjoying this.
You're my mercy. So, yes. If you talk too much, I can tell you to kneel down. I'm in charge. So, let the world know I'm in charge. I'm not pretty, Mike, at this point. You belong to me. So, you do what I tell you to do. You sit down there.
I will confirm.
But after the end of this, what happens?
I think now, set me now. Oh, God.
So let's go to the first word. What does B mean? Because I want bondage. Everybody to understand.
Bondage.
What does, so this exactly is what bondage means. So
not just time, it could be anything, not just with ropes.
Yes, not just with ropes.
Handcuffs.
All kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff. Mm. Belts.
So what are the easiest things we can use for those who don't have ropes, who don't have all this equipment at home? What are the easiest things they can use?
Shoelaces.
Yeah.
Electric cable.
Right.
Don't get me in trouble.
Scarves.
Scarves, your tie.
Your tie. Whatever can.
Bed sheets. Whatever. Restrain. Exactly.
So why? So that takes me to my question. Why do you want to tie me down so that, you know, why do you want to restrain me? Yeah, it's pleasure. You kiss me, I want to kiss you back. I want to touch your head as you're kissing me. You are touching my boobs. I want to feel your shoulder. I want to touch your back. Now, when you tie me, I can't reach out back. So what do I get?
The yearning, the longing, the fact that you cannot do it.
Exactly.
Heightens a lot of things inside you.
Yes.
Mm. You just find yourself wanting it more.
Right.
Do you understand that? Every ounce of your body just wants to do it, which means whatever you're feeling is now double. So by the time you're released to actually do something,
let me bring that a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll do the two forms, male or female. If you were a guy and your lady was giving you a blowjob, you have control because you know what, you're using your head, you can tell her to stop, you can, you know, all that. Yeah. But imagine if you were tied up.
Hmm.
Yeah. And she just kept hitting it. And see, it gets to a level where the pleasure will be so much, so intense, that you want to withdraw, but you know what? She's not stopping.
Yeah.
So
or
that.
She decides to stop.
When you want more.
Yes!
I was so curious.
Exactly. So now, and now you're restrained, you can't pull her head back down.
Yeah.
You can't, you're like,
just do the thing. So are we saying that bondage in this sense now means that you give 100% attention to the pleasure you get, unlike when you are not being tied, you're getting blowjob, you're also responding. Mm. So when you respond, it's like you're thinking of what you want to do to the other person whilst you're enjoying.
Right.
But when you get tied up, you have no choice. You have to just focus on what's coming to you.
Exactly.
Is that what we're saying?
Yes.
So in other words, we don't get 100% pleasure without being tied. Because our concentration is not totally focused on what you're getting. You're thinking of how to touch the other person as well, how to touch the nipple, how to touch the body. Unlike when, now, pretty much I can't do anything, so whatever I do.
Exactly. For example, now, like me, someone like me, if you're looking for my spot, which you've gotten to my neck, you're in trouble.
That finish.
Yes. So now, you're restraining me from having to tell you stop.
God, you're right. So now you all know his neck. When you see him on the road, just go to his neck.
I'll be confessing my sins at this point. You know, so yeah. And you've restricted the person.
Wow.
That's some people, they say, don't be handcuffed to the bed or something. It's that reason whereby they can't tell you either to stop or to continue. It's your discretion.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, this is great, right? I own him. I'm in charge.
Help.
So pretty Mike, stay there. Now, on this show tonight, we're going to be teaching you how to do it the proper way. Trust me. You know I like to go overboard. Yeah. We're going to be telling you the right way to tie, the right way to do it, because we want to change the mindset that BDSM has to do with pain, the person has to cry, there has to be blood. Anyway, I'm going to go on a break, and when I come back, you never can tell me, but I would have even tied his whole body. Just wait till I'm back.
Help.
Don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the sex show. In case you're just joining, this is us. Yeah. We're having a threesome. But hey, I would like to introduce her. She's going to be...
Don't talk to her, please.
Okay.
She's mine.
So... In BDSM, like we said earlier before, there are rules. You have to follow rules. At first, Pretty Mike was mine, and then I used him, but I didn't use him well. So now he's free. So now he can talk back at me without respect. No, when I tell him now, he will know. Yeah. So okay, I can't talk to her. So Pretty Mike, who is she? Since I can't talk to her,
she's my property.
So in BDSM, like what you said, a dominant and submissive. So, which of them are you now?
I'm the domineering factor in this movie.
So, are we saying in BDSM, the other person who is always submissive belongs to you?
Pretty much, for the time frame, right? Yes, she belongs to you, or he belongs to you, because it could be either way. Yes, sometimes the women can be the one dominating, sometimes the men, sometimes it's the group. You know, let's not forget, it's not just the man and the woman thing. Sometimes it can be five women on one guy or 10 guys on one, you know, girl. You know, it varies. There is no roam. Something like it could be an animal.
I mean, really? Do you admit that?
The dog can be in charge.
Okay, you don't admit that. Okay. Just to be clear, because I know this is your own path. Yeah. This is what you are used to.
It's because you are jealous. Because when I wanted to tie her, you said I should tie you.
Three women will tie it. We'll deal with you. So let's talk about this. How would a couple actually do this?
Well, it depends on how they want it. It could be on a chair, it could be on the bed. Sometimes this kind of tying is actually one of the basics. One of the basics.
You see, my time is basic.
It's one of the basics. You can actually go a lot of ways with this. This is just the normal safest one. You can go from this to actually take it around our body to our legs and like. She's tied that way.
So it depends on whatever.
You can decide to be spread eagle like this.
Okay.
To the bed. Not like this.
Oh, okay.
So it depends on what the dominance wants to do with the submissive one. What the submissive is into. So
how do you get pleasure with this now? How is she?
There is train. The fact that you cannot do anything. Like you're trusting this person to actually.
With your life.
Yes. Not like your sexual pleasure. Your sexual pleasure at the time. Yes.
The fact that she's her mind's starting to
be what is this guy about to do to me? You know, and how far are we gonna take this? You know, I mean that's to me it's part of the fun. You know. Did I say she smile? Then why did you smile? You smile when I ask you to smile. Put your head down. Flat. All the way. Rubbish.
Okay, so this is part of it.
I didn't ask you to say anything either before you join her.
Pretty much. You're not tying me now. You're not tying me now.
Plus, ouch. Does that hurt?
No.
Keep quiet.
So what's the safe rule in this? When she... Okay.
Well, I mean, sometimes the safe word, and most times you might have tried it with a person before.
Okay, so they are intentional.
Some people like to try with people they're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean they can't take it to the extreme. But I believe when you've made up your mind to be tied, there's a level of extremity that it gets to before we start talking about safe word. But the rule difference, I mean, even with the normal way with your husband, self, trust me, it gets to the point and say, my leg is spinning me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even when I see your leg spinning and they are still holding you down. And they're still holding you down. And they're still doing it. Yeah, exactly. And then I'm feeling pain. Sometimes you're even feeling the pain.
That is not BDSM, please. Uh-huh. That is just abuse.
No, okay. So let me.
In BDSM, there's a lot of misconceptions.
Okay, so correct us.
The thing is, if the person is saying, I'm in pain, it's okay, I can't take it. I can't take more of this.
Yeah.
And you keep going on, that's abuse.
But what if you're saying you don't want it, but you want it? You know, sometimes in sex,
there's CNC. CNC is consensual, non-consensual. Consensual, okay, non-consensual means this is wrong before the play. This is wrong, I don't really want this.
Mm.
But when it's being done, even if I say no, don't stop.
Really?
Yes. That is CNC. Wow. It's like it's not consensual means I don't want to. It just basically means I want to be fucked to stupor. But I would normally fight it. But even when I'm fighting it and struggling and all that, don't stop.
Wow. CNC.
Yes.
So what other term do we have? I said, because now I'm just saying a new one, CNC.
I guess.
Pretty much. I'll use that. I'm not, you didn't type me. I'm sitting in charge. I'm the dominant one here. So respect me. Sit down.
Why are you looking at me?
You know, so apart from CNC, do we have another word? You know, aside then CNC, BDSM, what are the other ones?
No, CNC is just under BDSM. Yes. BDSM is broad. Now, a lot of
it's very
are,
wide. Yeah, that's why I want us to just focus on the bonded side. Because if we have to go
it's
beyond,
safer.
It's we can't finish it.
Yeah, we can.
So now, when you talk about bondage, this is what she's going through.
Yes.
Yeah. So how often would a couple want to do this?
Whatever works for them. They may decide to do it every night. They may decide to just kink things up probably once a week. It may not actually be this.
Yeah, it could be something else.
It could be something else. It could be something like it just be normal paddling, normal spanking.
Oh, okay.
Normal.
So what would this do? Because it's a fit. What would that do?
Should I try things?
No. Me, I'm wearing pretty mine.
You see, let me tell you something about sex.
Okay.
There are different parts of the body that gives off different aura.
Yeah.
Some people, neck.
Like you.
Ear. Even the nose. Someone will tell you that, oh, if he kisses me or licks my nose, he got me going. Some people are foot.
The shit, yeah. Fetish, yeah.
Exactly. So when I hit her on the feet, don't ouch nothing. If I say nothing, talk, don't talk. And sometimes you need to be in charge.
Mm.
Some people like it to be extremely in charge. So at this point, I can keep her like this for 24 hours, 48 hours.
Wow.
She has no right to say anything. And you know what? This is the way I'm going to be till tomorrow. Just have that at the back of your mind. In fact, you're not going to eat. Just give you water.
Oh, at least there's water. Thank God.
Yes.
Okay. So now, with this.
Yeah.
Okay. Brickman, can you find out for Mike she's in pain?
Are you trying to talk about this?
No. The reason I'm saying that is because people have the mindset when you say BDSM is pain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't see, the tie is not too strong.
There's a level of pain and uncomfortability with this. But you know what? That's the thing with sex.
Mm.
For me, a lot of girls, when it's time to spread their leg, you know what? That's uncomfortable for them. But at some point, there's a pain. And there's a, you know, so it comes together. So even for this, in her mind, she's really thinking, what's about to happen to me?
Yeah.
Where are we taking this to?
What have I gotten myself into?
Exactly. You know, I mean, exactly. So even if she's someone that is already used to it, trust me, in her mind now, she's about to tell me, these guys have never started. They don't even know me.
Let's see what you can
do. Bring it on. And you know what? At this point, I have to up my game.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in other words, you need to know who you're dealing with first. You need to know the level at which they can take, what they can do before you can go into it deeply.
I'm talking too much.
Wow. Okay. So what's that? What did you do?
She's been talking too much.
Okay, tying her mouth.
I don't know what the problem is.
Okay, so this will restrain her from screaming.
Or complaining.
Exactly. And even at that, there's a scream that turns sexual when it turns to gagging. More like the...
Try moaning with something in your mouth.
Exactly.
It comes up with a kind of sound.
Lady M, I don't trust you again. I don't trust you again.
There's something that just comes with like, even the way she breathes. It's different.
Mm.
Everything is different at this point.
You know, this position is nice. I personally like it because now if I pull the hair, I don't even mind taking this hair as like this, eh?
To tie it.
And if possible.
So our head is up.
Yeah, we are taking this.
So with this now, there is no. So this doesn't. Wait. This won't end in sex as she is.
No, not necessarily.
But so even at that, to me, just the fact that I'm doing this, I'm getting pleasure already. I'm not going to
lie. Like you're in charge. It makes you feel good.
I'm feeling aroused as I'm speaking to you.
I'm personally having a hard time, but because we're on set, I'm trying to control my emotions.
I don't want to get out of hand. Dominance naturally turns some people on. The fact that I'm in charge, right? The fact that I say, sit down.
And you sit. But every man would love that when they tell their wife, sit down and she sits.
The first thing is, it's when the tables turn and it's the man doing the obeying.
Yeah.
That is when it becomes.
Okay. I want to know about that. On this episode, we're taking a break. And when we come back, we're going to be finding out what goes wrong when we put the man in this position. Please just stay tuned.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to your one and only craziest, sweetest, the most romantic sex show. I mean the only soul spice, the sex goddess, the one who would tie anyone down on his head without fear. Yeah. So tonight we're still talking about BDSM, and hey, here is Pretty Mike doing his job as a dominant, and here is his, okay, he has told me not to call her or talk to her. She's a submissive, so they're doing their thing. Now, let's go, Lady M, let's go into this. So I'm not going to you in a Pretty Mike, maybe I've left you. I have left you to do your work. I'm leaving you to do your work. Yeah? What are you doing? It's a lie, there's nothing there, we know. If it's there, you'll not be doing like this, it's a lie. So let's talk about this. Now, when you do this, now, I learned something when I was reading about BDSM. It says BDSM doesn't really mean you will get an orgasm. No. So why would I want to do this? I'm thinking you tie me to give me multiple orgasms, to make me squirt, to make me crazy.
Different folks, different strokes. Yes, I know a particular girl, trust me, if she doesn't feel a certain level of pain, she will not have an orgasm. But you know what? At the same time, there's a pleasure in doing some of these things. Doesn't necessarily mean that you will have an orgasm, but it gives you a certain pleasure that is even more satisfactory than orgasm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's not really sexual. It's the fact that somehow it's bonding with the person. The fact that she's like this, you're running your fingers all over her body, all over her.
I'm feeling that. I'm not the one here, but I can feel that running of fingers all over
while she's tied down, like.
And then you can't even say stop or continue. You're just
and then
you're wet all over.
All the sensations at once. All the sensations at once. It may not actually be penetrating. You can just.
No, at this point, penetration does not even matter. Say, what I'm feeling is more than.
Actually, normal. The reason why I like this position, I use it with some of my girls, is when I decide to give her. When she gives me a head job, she has no control. Open your mouth and I just keep slamming till I can't slam no more. You know, the legs can move, the hands can move. She's struggling with, you know what? Can I get a breather? Can I get a break? You know, that's the pleasure. Every day, I can leave her in this position, probably go to the club and come back and she's still this way.
No way.
Because submission turns some girls on.
Yes.
So this is what you do.
Yeah.
So how do you feel when you tie people up?
Dominance
turns
me on. Yeah. The fact that they're just lying, they're doing nothing and they can't do anything about, and they're allowing me to take control.
Okay, so before we went on break, you were saying something about when it's a man's turn. So what happens when you do this to a man? How do they feel?
Well, it's natural for men to struggle with it a little.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because they'll be like,
maybe they can tie us.
I'm the man and I should be the one doing this.
Yeah, but you know, what I've also learned in this business is there are some men, no matter how old they are, they want to either be treated like a kid.
Yes.
Because they want you to take on this motherly role.
Okay, really.
And abuse them as a child. So they be quick to confirm to this. So it sometimes is a mindset.
Yes.
You know, some men want to be a kid and have you be in charge. Yeah, you probably think, oh, these guys are crazy. No, they're not. That's where they get their pleasure. Yes. That's where they get off, you know. And I'll tell you something. When it comes to sex, let people do what they feel like they want to do at whatever point, as long as they... I used to hear this saying when I was much younger. Have you heard some girls being... I'm not a big fan of an abusive relationship, but have you heard of girls, even guys, they're in an abusive relationship, and me and you are telling them, run. And they are still there.
They're not going anywhere.
People think maybe is because of... No, it's, trust me, there's a level of pain they're enjoying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The same women who cheat, they come back, they bring them gifts. Yes. And also, they look out for the gift more than the fact that you're going to break their heart.
Exactly. Or they're going to break their head.
Mm.
I've seen some girls, they know they did something bad. They know if they get some Ogago kill.
But they will still go.
You
know. Okay. Wow. This is shocking, right? Yes. This is crazy, right? But it can only happen on this show. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm going to be on a break. And when we come back, we'll go to see what Mike has for us with his submissive. Please just stay.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the sex show. Tonight, we're also talking about BDSM. In case you're just joining, this is the sex show. Since we started, I've been seeing crazy things on this table. So if you're just joining, sorry, you missed out on that part where we had rope and a submissive and a dominant spanking doing all. I wasn't there. Anyway, welcome to the sex show. Yeah. With me are still my threesome people. Looking, threesome. It's just the three of us. Threesome. I'm not looking at her. I'm looking at you now. Ah, okay, you're her. You know, you're her. Are you not pretty?
Okay.
So let's talk about family. How do I, as a wife, tell my husband, I want this. I want to try BDSM without being judged, without him calling a family meeting to say, where is she coming from? So, Lydia, how do I do?
Well, it's like every other relationship, every other marriage, whatever it is, it's all about communication, knowing how to communicate with your husband. There should be a point where you can tell your husband anything. As usual, you have to know the mood, you have to prep him.
Right.
And just like, you can just like, probably during sex, they're like, babe, spank me.
Right.
Spanking is not that, it's not that difficult to do.
Mm.
It's the intensity that makes it become an issue.
So some you can people just, love the intensity though.
Yes. So you can just like, spank me now, or pinch me, or bite me.
Mm.
Certain things that will not raise any red flag.
Okay. I like the word you use now, red flag.
Yes, that will not raise any red flag. Mm-hmm. So you can just like introduce him to the fact that you like things like that. The funny thing is, he may also like doing it, but not knowing how to tell me. So it's just all about communication. You can just actually probably find a video or someone being spanked and be like, what are they doing?
Right,
see
right,
now.
Yeah, right, right.
Interesting. Hey, Dave,
you've been doing this for how many years now?
No, you know, I was about to speak in the same line where she was. Different home, different couple, different way of understanding.
Yes.
But we're thinking Nigeria, we're thinking traditional.
Yes.
I'm sure. If you go home and maybe you and your husband having, even just having sex, normal, traditional way, trust me, the day you give him from the back, he'll say, who is this one? Who are you? You know what I'm saying?
Who are talking to you?
Exactly. So, and we're talking about marriage now. Trust me, it's different when it's the boyfriend and girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You know? For me, I always feel like, kind of like the best way to introduce stuff as a new couple or as a married couple, as a... start off with showing him something. Let's be on Instagram, even or let it be on a movie or something.
Mm-hmm.
Act like, oh, look at this thing. You know, act like you don't even want to try.
Yeah. Yet you know that's what you want.
And yeah, you know the reaction to it. You're like, it's not bad. When I was secondary school, I saw it. I said, really? Can we try?
Let's try.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's how it starts.
Mm.
You know, and you know, for me, I think. In everything you do in a relationship, communication is key. But trust me, you're not going to start having sex with your girl for 5 years and all of a sudden she's telling you, tie me. Hey, Oga will be like, what is happening? Who tied you last?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When? And then
when they start tying you up.
And then you've not even decided to be very honest. Yeah. Oh yeah, 6 years ago, my other boyfriend, and you didn't tell me.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You know? So it differs. Mm. You know? So I believe communication is key.
Yes.
Communication is key. And then, you know, once it starts, then you guys start experimenting more and more and more. I have a couple of friends of mine. I'm not going to call their name on the show because they're watching this show for sure. Because even when, mm-hmm. when they heard I was coming on the show, they told me they're not going to miss it for anything. They're married. They have 2 kids. But trust me, every corner in this Lagos, they've had sex.
I love you guys.
You know, because that's just what turns them on.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's...
What do you call them?
Exhibitionists.
Yes.
That's what they are.
If they come to your house, they must do something like
that. No, I always tell people that. As in, I can't come to your house and sleep over with my husband. And we don't. I always say I must sign my signature. Like, how would I come and not make use of it? Like, put a memory that, oh,
yes.
I remember that time. Because you enjoy sex outside the bedroom more than when you do at home. So if I come to your house and I have sleepover, I must sign my own signature.
Sometimes the fact that you know some people are probably listening.
Yeah, you want to smell.
Makes it more fun for you. Or watching. Yeah.
It's the excitement too.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with BDSM.
Yeah.
There's a level of excitement. There's a level of curiosity. There's a level of adventure. There's a level of, you know, I mean, sex has different stages and levels to it in life.
And we all have these things in us. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's time. I'm opening my phone lines. Not call, please. Just WhatsApp messages and text messages. I'm going to be reading your messages. And let's see how much you can attend to your questions before we start picking up the calls. Because I know the moment I open the line for call, even Peter Mike will not even be able to spell his name. You know, Abby, you and I know people are waiting to call. Don't call you. I can see the phone buzzing, but not yet. Just WhatsApp messages and text messages, and then we'll take it from there. So now, what happens when I tell my spouse I want this, but I have a spouse who doesn't want to hear about it?
The question is, to me, is what level of spouse? I want us to keep clear, sugarcoating or clear coating this stuff. Are we talking about a boyfriend?
I'm talking about husband.
A husband. You know,
because like boyfriend, I can only see your boyfriend.
No. Like I said, we have to. No, not, trust me, not everybody will say, because my boyfriend didn't do this, then let me change.
Mm.
That might be your future, actually. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so we need to clarify that. We're talking about boyfriend or husband. For me, if it's your husband, I mean, that's what you signed up for.
Yeah. For better. Keep at it.
Yes.
If you bring it up today and it's like, no, not happening, in another 1 month or 2 months, bring it up again.
Yes.
Make sure it is in his consciousness that you actually want them. The fact that he's your husband, he loves you, you've been married for a while, he wants to do everything for you. One day, he'll just be like, okay, let me just do this for a while.
You know, I had a friend of mine. The wife keeps complaining that they don't have sex rough enough.
Mm-hmm. Wow, rough enough.
Rough enough. She was telling, okay, rough me off. I am not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, just like you said, I'm trying to buttress what you said. Mm-hmm. And she kept, okay, you're not aggressive enough. Okay, you're not aggressive enough. That's how the man came back one day. Horrible day. Bad day. Bad business just happened.
Ew.
The rough up was on a different level.
Yeah.
As if his grandmother slammed dunk on the floor. Bagger. But I was like, yeah, it's okay.
Everyone rough. Yeah.
And you know what? After that, he found out that one, she was more wet. Wow. She had more orgasm. You know, I mean, in as much as she was yelling, hey, and he took it almost by force.
Yeah.
He found out that's what she liked. That's exactly what she was talking about.
Mm.
And when they were done, she was like, exactly. So I'm agreeing with her. Keep telling him, this is what I want. Trust me, that day he will come back, he might buy a room. I see the rope on the mirror. I just say, this woman, eh?
Kill you today.
Exactly.
Tell her what you want.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Come back home, just tie your ear like, okay, what happened? Shut up. You know? And trust me, when he feels the warmthness, because trust me, the sex is different.
It's your reaction
to it. The reaction, everything. You might be surprised. Every day he's coming home, he's buying a different robe.
Yeah. You know, that reminds me of makeup sex. You know, I tell women, in those days when I first got married, I love to create problems. Mm. I love to fight my husband. Not because, he's kind of person, he can stay with you 1 year and no go fight. So I just believe that, guy, let's break this table. Let's fight. Let's, you know, not because I want to fight, but because of the makeup sex, you know, I'm saying, no, I don't want you. Don't even touch me. And then I have certain spots that, once he touches without saying a word, as it's like, he has anchored that part of my body. So it's like natural wetness, you know, get choice. Yeah. So once I'm saying, I don't want, he goes there and he's sort of like, leave me. That leaving is a lie. I'm like, continue.
Right,
you know,
right,
I don't want, yet I want, you know. So that makeup, I know a lot of women love makeup sex. And I also know that we have women who will tell you, I don't care about makeup sex. Yeah. I need you. I need to forgive you. Yes. I need you to apologize. Right. I need to be in that mood for me to enjoy the makeup sex.
Yeah.
But there are some people.
Speaking of enjoying the sex, I mean, I don't know if it's okay to say this on TV, but one of the reasons why I asked my companion here to come down was because she told me that she already came.
She had
an orgasm while she was on the table.
Really?
Yes, and I didn't tell her. We all didn't touch her, nothing, but you know what? It happens that way.
Okay, I can't ask her because I can't talk to her.
You cannot.
But Lady M, do you have it always?
It's possible.
Before, yes. Why would you not say yes?
It's possible. Just like the fact that probably someone that's a natural submissive, just me staring at her, like she's.
It's gone.
Men staring at her, she will get another sin. Men tying me up will give me another sin. I think I really need to try this to know, you know, that thing they call tantric sex without touching, and then you can get your orgasm, you can feel it. Anyway, I'm going to be taking a break. And when I come back, we'll be picking your calls. No, okay, not calls yet. Please, you're making me say the wrong thing. I'll be taking your text messages and your WhatsApp messages. Please do stay tuned. I am not you. I'm not a submissive now.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Good evening, and welcome back to the sex show. Yeah, this is still the sex show. I remain your one and only source by the sex goddess. Yes, tonight we are still talking about BDSM. Now, I'm opening the lines. You can call in on the show, send your WhatsApp messages and also your text messages. Yeah, I see her with me, Pretty Mike, he's submissive, and Lady M. I'm not talking to her, I'm talking to him. So, okay, do we have a caller? Hello, good evening, welcome to the sex show. Hello? Okay, we lost that call. Yeah. So tonight, I'm not going to drag with network. I don't know what you're doing, but hey. Respect me. I'm the dominant one here. So submit to my show. Yes or no? You agree, right? Okay. Okay, we have another caller. Hello, good evening. Okay. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. Welcome to the sex show.
Yeah, good evening.
May I know where you're calling from, please? You're calling from where?
Aja.
Aja, okay. Okay, do you have a question or you want to join the conversation? We lost that call. Like, did I really just lose that? That's fine voice. Okay, so probably we'll just do the WhatsApp messages pending when we get more calls. Okay. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show.
How are you?
I'm Sestastic, and you?
Good morning.
Can you please turn down the volume of your TV set?
I'm all right.
Okay, do you have a question or you want to join the conversation? Okay.
Okay, you have 1 minute.
Is this possible? I'm going to send to test already. How can you surprise a woman that likes sex a lot?
A woman that likes sex a lot. Okay, Pretty Mike, that's you.
Well, there's really... First of all, you have to understand what satisfies her. People say, well, she likes sex a lot. Yeah, some people like to go lots of rounds. Some, it doesn't have to be a lot of rounds. It can just be something short. But when you hit the right spot,
sure.
I mean, she's satisfied. Everybody's different.
So he just needs to know what she wants. Yeah. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show. May I know where you're calling from, please? From Aja. Okay, do you have a question or you want to join the conversation? Okay, you have 1 minute, please. Okay, thanks for calling. Thanks for calling. He said it's not just his thing.
Yeah.
So, like, I think what Lady M really said, and what Pretty Mike said at the beginning of the show, is BDSM is not for everyone.
Yes.
Yeah. So, to him, he felt awkward.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, she was tied up, she was in pain. But some people, Lady M, to people like Pretty Mike, it's fun. It's sex, yeah? Okay. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show. Hello.
Hello.
Could you please turn down the volume of your TV set?
Good evening, yeah. Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. May I know where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Enugu.
From where?
Hello.
I can hear
from
you.
Medjugorje.
From Enugu, okay. Do you have a question?
Medjugorje.
Oh, okay. Okay, fantastic. Do you have a question or you want to join the conversation?
I want to be a question.
Okay, you have 1 minute, please.
Okay, like I want more explanation on the mode of the sex the two gentlemen are talking about. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly.
Yes, I want to know more details on the sex because it's like it has to trigger the lady first before. Hello?
Before what? I can hear you. I'm waiting for you to finish.
Yes. It's like you have to trigger the lady before she reads her organism.
Okay, so...
Before she reads her organism.
Okay, so he wants to know more about BDSM. That's all he's saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so Pretty Mike, can you tell us more about BDSM? Why do we have to go through all this?
I don't think it's the word BDSM. I think it's the word sex. Because I think it just has different levels. You know, you go to some homes and I've met a guy that says his wife has never given him blowjob before. Because
so many of them.
She feels he's downgraded.
Oh.
You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
So at some point, this to some people, might be like, you know what, this is off. This is awkward. This
really,
is listen, you are
slavery.
You are punishing her. You are, you know what? At the same time, to some people, she's like, punish me. Like, literally.
I want to be in this state.
I want to be in this state. Yeah. You know, I want to be sweating. I want to feel like it's the end of the world. I want to feel like, you know, Lord, have mercy on me. Something. Just, I want to feel off. And some of these measures have to be taken. And the question is now how, what, to what extreme do you take it to? You know, I mean, like I said, different folks, different strokes.
Well, there you have it. Yeah, he has said it. So I'm going to be taking a break. And when we come back, I'm going to be taking your WhatsApp calls, your WhatsApp messages and text messages. Please just stay tuned.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Come back to the sex show. In case you're just joining, this is the sex show. And hey, tonight we're still talking about BDSM. Yeah, I'm going to be reading WhatsApp messages shortly. And I'm also going to be taking calls. Yeah, I'll still be taking your calls at the same time. It's fine. So we're talking about how do I tell my spouse I want this even when they don't want it. Now, what happens when you try and then they bring up this thing of religion? God forbid, there's devil in you. There's this one in you. How do you go about it?
You do
need deliverance if this is what you do for a living. Like, seriously, what she does for a living is tying people, right? Okay, we have a caller. Hello, good evening, welcome to the sex show.
Hello?
Hello, good evening, welcome to the sex show. Did you lose that call? Okay, so this is what you do for a living, aside your normal job, yeah? So, you go around town and all, right?
Yes. Jesus. Private parties alone. So, the thing is...
Private parties. So, you really need deliverance. So, tell me.
Religion is a general problem, not just BDSM related.
Okay. Hello, good evening, welcome to the sex show.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. May I know where you're calling from, please?
From Port Harcourt.
From Port Harcourt. Okay, do you have a question or you want to join the conversation?
Question.
Okay, please go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to find out if it's possible for the fat person to have sex that BDSM.
Okay, for a fat person. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Thanks. How old are you, if I may ask?
35.
Oh, okay. Your voice sounds so calm, like a baby's voice. Anyway, thanks for calling. I'm going to have Lady M answer that because she's used to tying people. So is it okay to tie? Can you tie a fat person?
There's no one you cannot
There's
tie.
There's no one you can tie.
Oh, really? Yes. So it's all about the size?
It's now borders on the technique you use in tying.
Yes.
Wait, so there are techniques in tying?
Yes, no.
Okay, so we cannot do the technique tonight. Just tell us that we tie.
We tie anybody. Can tie anybody.
So she can tie anybody, not me. She ties tie anybody. Pretty much, you tie anybody.
I'm tired, buddy.
Hello, good evening. Welcome Hello. To the sex show.
Hello, good evening.
Yeah, may I know where you're calling from, please?
Yeah, this is Chidi calling from Ikoyi.
From Ikoyi. Okay, do you have a question or you want to join the conversation?
Yeah, I have a question. How are you doing now?
I do, I full ground.
Yeah. You know, I want to ask a question. What if... Hello?
I'm with you.
Okay, so what if you get married to a girl that you saw in social activities? Okay, let me just use the word. Maybe the girl end up marrying a pastor. I'm not trying to say pastors are only, but okay. You know, maybe the girl get married to someone that is not in some social activities.
Okay.
What is going to happen in that marriage? Is she going to cheat on him or is she going to get tired of the marriage? I'm trying to know.
Okay, yeah. I get where you're talking from. I get you. Okay. All right. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
So, what happens when you marry someone who is into religion, like we're talking about, and then you can't give it? Is she gonna cheat? Is she gonna go out? What do you do?
Religion. Well, you just have to, like I said, communication. Talk to her about it. Know at what level she's comfortable enough to go with you. Could be just spanking. I'm not doing more than that.
Yeah.
Because some religious people have even some kind of sex style they're not comfortable
No, with. I've had people on my show who tell me, ordinary spank, don't spank me.
Yeah.
I've had someone say, ordinary finger. Why do you want to finger me? Why do you want to poke me?
Yes.
Don't touch me, don't spank me, don't poke me. Just have, and I'm like, really? So what are you doing in bed?
Individual differences.
Yeah.
What they like, you don't like. What they like.
You might like. Okay. Yeah. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show. Hello. Okay, we lost
But you know what I found out about this thing? Sometimes It also depends on how long certain people have been having sex. Trust me, you are not going to be a virgin male or female, start having sex today, and want to go into BDSM.
Okay, we have a problem. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show.
I know what you're talking about because that's what they agreed to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. We lost that call. Yeah. So if you were saying it goes down to how long.
I think for some people, because I think the mind, you start experimenting more. You start wanting to do more.
Trusting the person.
Okay. Hello, good evening. Yes. Welcome to the sex show.
So how are you? My name is Bill.
Where are you calling from, please?
Calling from
Surulere. Okay. Do you have a question or you want to join the conversation?
I'm asking a question.
Okay. We have 1 minute.
Okay. I have this friend. Yeah, and to do this to be and it's very, 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 very nice. And I feel happy with it because it's very important. One of the best friends, very happy to be doing it. You also have to do this, and it just goes into it. At this point, you can actually watch this, and I'm going.
Yeah, okay, I just lost that call, yeah. So on this, I'm going to be taking a break. And when I come back, I'll be taking more calls and more messages. Please do stay tuned.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the sex show. Yeah, we are back. So now I'm going to be taking WhatsApp messages, like I said. Yeah, this person says, work on your system. It's hanging during the sex show. Really? Really? Okay, I want to apologize on my behalf, yeah. I really want to apologize. Not to worry, very soon I'm going to be giving you really deep with very clear pictures. I'm working, you know with me, orgasm is sure, yeah. So that's it. So another message says, hi, this is KY. Why is Pretty Mike tying his girlfriend? And again, is it okay for couples to have a threesome? Pretty Mike, why are you tying your girlfriend? And is it okay to have a threesome?
Well, threesome is opened up to the world. Threesome, foursome, fivesome, whatever works for you.
People have swinging parties.
Yes, they have swinging parties. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Since your own is private parties. Okay, I'm confused here. Please, is squirting and orgasm the same? And also, when I have sex with my girlfriend, she says she's satisfied. She says she's satisfied. Does that mean she had an orgasm? Is squirting present in all women? Like, is it compulsory? I need to know, please. Lady M, you're the babe.
It's not. Squirting is not for everybody.
One.
You have to train your body at some point. Depends on how the guy is doing it. Eating the right sport to actually get to squirt.
Yeah.
But then squirt, your body may not be built for
squirting. Yeah,
but I heard fat people squirt more than slim people.
Not necessarily.
From a medical person, he said they have something, a higher level of, I don't know, I'm not a medical person, but he said they have a higher level of something that makes them squirt.
Most of the people I've met that squirt, maybe a little chubby, not necessarily fat.
No, I don't mean fat, but at least big.
Yeah, but I think squirting, for me, I would tell people it's a gift from above.
Yeah, I don't think it's for everyone. Medically, it's not everyone that can. Yeah, so this person says, my name is Ralph. The show is very creative and interesting. Thank you, man. Pretty Mike, I don't like you tying up a girl on TV. To me, I feel it's dehumanizing. Like you said, BDSM is not for everyone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, he said, my question, I love heading so much that's the only thing I enjoy doing sex, but my spouse says she is not ready to do it. I've tried to talk her into it, so I need you to help me with more ideas on how to talk to her. So probably the wife or the spouse won't give him head. He loves it. So what else can he do? He has tried to talk to her. What else can he needs more information on what to do.
There's really nothing he can actually do.
Yeah, I mean,
It's not a thing.
Yeah, but for me, I'll tell you something I think he can try. You know, talking to some people, asking them to do a certain thing with the word clear eyes might never work. Mm. You might be surprised, maybe he can get a drunk. He can start from there. It might work. It might take her to a different level. You know, one thing with sex, if you've tried a certain way, it doesn't work, you might try something else. Mm-hmm. I've heard people say when they're extremely high, they do things they never believed they could have done.
Yeah.
So she might be one of those kind of people. Mm-hmm. She's traditional, she doesn't want to know. But you know what? Maybe one or two glasses of wine or alcohol in her system and she will head you all night.
But they tried 6 nights time.
Okay, you never can tell.
Yes.
So this person said, my name is Tinola. I have a question. Who is supposed to be the submissive in BDSM? Is it the man or the woman?
Anybody can be submissive.
They have it. It's for anyone. I really love your program. It's interesting. Oh, thank you for loving my program. Okay, hello, good evening. My name is Pressure. I want to ask, how can you keep your man without having sex? Pretty much the man. How can she keep it without having sex?
I mean, what's the problem? Why can't she? Why does she want to have sex?
Probably they are not married. I want to believe they are not
yes,
married.
Yes, exactly.
And she wants to keep it.
And she wants to keep it. Well, you know what? Communication is key.
Yes.
Communication is key. Mm.
Okay, so this one says, I actually like scratching my guy and bite his nipple a little.
Mm-hmm.
And you boo. But I stop and I feel like I hurt him if I continue. But to me, the sex is getting to that stage where I do that. But once I realize I hurt him, I wouldn't feel the love making the way I want to. That if she doesn't bite and scratch, yeah. Okay, I have one problem. I don't know when I come. In short, I don't know orgasm. Please advise.
Mm.
First of all, come. Keep your teeth to yourself. You know, funny enough, there are some ladies that in fact, it's vice versa. Because I also met some guys that, you know what? Some girls will say, this guy wants to chew off my nipples. Then you now meet some ladies that will be like, I need someone that will chew off my nipples.
Yeah,
so if they have not met those two people merged together, then it's what? I know some guys, me personally, don't scratch my back. I don't like it. It's not my thing. Mm-hmm. But I know some guys,
if you have not,
just keep nails.
But
don't,
if he's not complaining about it, she shouldn't feel guilty.
Yes, exactly.
And I think she feels she's biting too much. Sometimes you bite, you feel you're biting too much.
The girl might have complained though.
If he's not complaining,
trust me, we can take it.
Yeah, maybe.
So
true.
Like,
so this one says, hi, my name is Shegu from Ogba. Hi, Shegu. What is your opinion on average sex time in a week for a married couple? It seems to be getting tired, and I seem to be getting tired of not enjoying sex frequently. Yes, my wife is a banker and a mother of two.
Communication. You know what? What works for you too? I mean, she's a banker. She, of course, obviously, wakes up very early in the morning, comes back late at night.
Yeah.
She got the kids. I mean, you know what? That's what relationships are all about. You have to consider each other. You know, find that appropriate time when it works.
Or do other naughty things.
Exactly.
You don't have to be together to be naughty.
Okay, so you have it, yeah.
Small sex, bigger
it's
sex.
It's still talking, yeah.
Yeah.
So I have a question. Why is role play a common feature in BDSM community yet? Okay, why isn't role play a common feature in BDSM community yet? And why aren't plus size women submissive desired at all?
I think that's just his opinion.
At least, I remember she said you can tie anyone.
Yes.
She said you can tie anyone.
The thing is, ladies, we have a thing. Some ladies are not actually comfortable
with their body.
Their body. Mm. So it stops their mind from actually being totally submissive. So if we want to go to a degree of submissiveness in them, they fall back and get defensive. That no, don't tie me there. Don't do this. Don't do that. Because they feel like they are not comfortable enough to do that.
Okay, so this, I think it's for a woman. She says, okay, it's sexual. Fuck dehumanizing, yeah? Him tying her up was hot. And the nunchaka this way, he did it even on camera, is extra hot. My hellos to the lady mysterious. Okay. So, pretty Mike.
Well,
they said you tried.
No, thank you very much.
You're sure?
I'm for compliments.
Sexual fetish, bonded, call it whatever, it's not a Niger thing. A very Western pleasure for high class call girls. Really?
What does that even mean?
She's a Nigerian girl. That's what she does for a living. Ties people up.
It's not. What does that mean? It's not in Western.
Were you born here?
No.
You're not
born here. But then it doesn't stop me from enjoying.
Okay, you lived abroad.
You know, I personally have gotten sick and tired of this. It's not Niger.
It's annoying.
It's not Nigeria. You know what? Nigerians, we don't
wear
jeans.
Why do we
wear
or t-shirts?
Yeah.
You know, so I want to tell you something. I'm just here that she wasn't born here. For me to have lived in the U.S. for a gazillion years, 16, 17 years. You know what? There are a lot of people that are coming over to our country. A lot of us going over to their country. We're mixing. We're intermarrying. Yeah. You know what? You cannot necessarily say this is Nigeria. Exactly. Because you know what? What is Nigeria? I think we are a group of people that have mixed over the years. There's the Igbos, there's the Yoruba, there's the Hausas. And you know what? If you look very well, you see the Lebanese part people that are born here. You see the white people that are born here. I've met a lot of white guys that can speak Yoruba even way better than I can. So will you automatically say they are not Nigerians? No. And you know what? Sometimes they bring their culture over here, just like we take our culture over there. So you know what? It's mixing. If it's not comfortable with you, if it's not your thing, fine. But for those that is their thing, don't abuse them. Don't, you know, don't say, oh,
they are copying.
No, don't say that. You know,
okay, so this says, why did Pretty Mike have to, why did he have to tie the girl's hand? Is she his sex toy?
Well,
At that point, yes.
Okay, I'm going to be taking a break. And when I come back, I'm going to probably take more calls or keep reading your text messages. Please keep them coming.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the section. It's been a great ride for me tonight. Yeah, my cheeks are actually hurting. I've been smiling also. So let me go back to the WhatsApp message immediately. So this person says, I really love your program. It's interesting. My question is, why do some ladies pee during sex? Isn't that supposed to be squirting?
It's not really squirting.
So some people just pee?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, explain that one. I don't know.
It's not the same thing as having an orgasm.
Yeah.
Okay, I think when you pee, it's supposed to be squirting. Squirting.
There are different levels.
Or some people just decide to pee.
Yes. And some people like being peed on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to get myself. So some people just like being peed on.
Why
would that be? Is it because the pee is warm or what exactly?
It's a combination. It's also a submissive level.
So that's under BDSM?
Yeah, well, it's however way you want to look at it. But for me, I think sometimes the guy either feels he has conquered something, or the lady feels she has conquered something, or they feel submissive, taking charge.
Or the scent.
Yeah.
The scent. Yeah.
How it smells.
It smells lovely. One try.
No. She said badu. She said badu, sir. Immediately, you know, I want to be sure. She said badu because I don't understand anymore again. Who is the sex coach here now? Face that side. She said she likes the smell. So face that side. Go ahead. So this person says, can Pretty Mike do headies the way the Texas pastor did it? Shit. Pretty Mike, say so. Can you?
Well, I'm not a pastor. So
can you do it the way that man was good?
Now, well,
every husband should learn from
yes.
him. But I think because he has the spirit of the Lord in him, he needs to be perfected. So for me, it's not every man's job. Mm. That one came from above.
From above. Was, So this person says, good evening. I'm from PH. I love your show. Please, my wife doesn't get aroused again like before. Please, what's the cost and how can it be handled?
Well, maybe they should change something about the way they've been having sex.
Mm-hmm.
If they've been having it in the normal way, they should try and introduce something else. Maybe one way or the other, our body is particularly, has gotten used to that same way. So when it's being done,
it's
like,
just
do it and...
Okay.
Well, for me, I will have to ask a couple of questions. Because you know what? There are a lot of things that could probably make her to stop having that effect that she's having.
Mm.
One, I ask how long they've been married for. Two, I'll ask how many kids does she have. Because you know what? Maybe at some point she was slim. Now she's fat. So the way she used to feel before when she was slimmer, no, she doesn't feel that way. Now there are kids, there are responsibilities. Maybe she's always tired. Mm-hmm. She, you know, there's a lot of reasons why you know, or maybe she's you're talking about being around but not paid school fees. So what is going to get it for her? I mean, she's probably constantly always thinking, always so worried. Mindset about, her yes. mindset is not there. So you're telling, listen, fuck, like
that's the last one.
Exactly. So he needs to first sit down, understand what's going on. Like I said, it might be her body. The body must have changed. Her breast maybe was up here before, now it's down here. She's not feeling comfortable with herself. So you know what? It differs.
Sure. Okay, so this, I need to read this. Can I just rant a bit? Please rant all you want. Yeah. BDSM is a way of life. Nigerians have suppressed, I'm taking this very slow because I think this person really just wanted to pass across a message. Nigerians have suppressed their sexuality because of fake morality. And in as much as they think something like this isn't our thing, BDSM is a human thing. BDSM goes beyond sexual relationship. It can also be non-sexual.
Yeah.
Yo. Power play, primary play, receiving and giving pain, sensory deprivation, etc. They fulfill an urge within us that some don't even realize they have. The life isn't for everyone. And just because some aren't inclined to it doesn't give them the right to bash it. I am forever a sub, them, the haters. Yeah. Some people can type.
Yes, yes.
Some people can send in messages.
Yeah.
You didn't put your name, but I hail you. Yeah. I want to know why I enjoy sex most when I'm doing it with my spouse and another girl should be there just watching us. So he enjoys it when somebody's watching. And they say this is not a Nigerian thing.
I wonder.
So where are these people doing it?
I wonder.
It happens in your life.
Ha! Okay. Oh. Mm. Tying someone during sex show, enjoying, how enjoyable is it? How am I supposed to know if it's enjoyable? It's pretty mad that I tied her. So it's the one that enjoyed it. It's both of them. Me, I don't know. Shebi, you saw me too. Me and you were looking.
Because a lot of things will be put in. Tying her is just the first step to doing all the whole other things.
The beginning.
Yes. A lot of things can happen that cannot be done yet.
I mean, I could have tied her and poured hot chocolate on her and just probably lick it all over. I mean, there could have been a lot of stuff I could have done. I mean, I can't wait to get home because you know what? I'm.
You're going to do something bad. Please ask the guest what is the preferred way they like to be addressed by their submissives. Oh yeah, how do you like to be addressed? I should need to learn. Yeah.
I just like normal lady mysterious.
Lady mysterious.
That's a lot of people say.
Oh, God, that's why Lady M.
I have a thing for being called mistress. I don't like it. I personally don't like being called mistress.
Okay. Yes. What about you? What do you like? What do you like them calling you?
Well, I have a couple of names depending on the mood. You know, I like to be called King Kong.
Badu.
Well, I like to have names that are masculine. Something, you know, sometimes they call me Mufasa, Lion King.
But you know, I noticed something when you were tied. It was more like a transition.
Yes.
Your breathing. When you were tying her leg, I could hear your breathing. It was not a normal one. It was stronger.
Yes.
I could see your face.
Yes.
So is that always a transitioning from one person to another?
For some people, yes. Multiple personalities. When they're in that zone, they switch.
Yes.
Mm. You know, just like I said, some guys want to be act like kids or one, you know. So I mean, yes, multiple personality actually works a lot in this. Yes.
Okay, so we have tried for tonight. Yeah, we have broken the table as we scattered the whole table. Yeah. Anyway, pretty much your last word.
Well, I mean, there's no serious last word to most of the people.
Face that side, pretty much. Face that side. Now let us finish. You know, Lady M. No, I love being tired, so don't go there. Lady M, your last word to. Since they won't let me do my change, in peace.
I'd like people to. Try whatever they've learned about BDSM. Mm. It's not really about thing. It's not basically about sex. Okay. It's a way of life. It's a preference. Mm. And it should actually not be taken for what it reads as.
Okay. So there you have it, yeah. BDSM is a way of life for some people.
Yeah.
It's not a thing for everyone.
Talk small, small.
Okay, whether you like it or not, those who practice it still do here in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Lady M, that's her job. She's always tying people every day of her life or different parties. Pretty Mike here sometimes turns himself into King Kong and then, you know, he does his thing. Mm. So this is what we say, do have a fantastic night. Whatever works for you, it's all about, yeah. Do you, be you, enjoy sex your own way. And hey, live life because you have just one life to live. So I say good night. Now you're free to have sex. Have a sex-filled night. Love you all.